Talk about this with the executive director of the Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles, Dan Uchelson. Dan, how are you?
Great, Doug. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it. And, of course, there is the actual issue, and then there is the political issue. The political issue, of course, is the continued resistance to any attempts by the federal government to enforce immigration laws in this country and to thwart ICE's attempt to find and remove criminal illegal aliens from the United States. But the legitimate issue, I guess, the concern would be that an unscrupulous landlord would use somebody's immigration status as a way of either shaking them down or driving them out of the apartment or threatening them in some capacity. So what is the position of the Apartment Association of the Greater Los Angeles on these bills?
Well, Doug, you know, if somebody is not here legally, it could present some challenges when renting an apartment. The one thing property owners do when they're evaluating prospective tenants is they need to run a credit check. And if somebody's not here legally, it's possible that they may not be able to keep whatever employment they're having because it's illegal for them to be working in this country. Or property owners could be presented with a fake Social Security card. You just don't know. But it's just ridiculous what the city of L.A. is proposing. I mean, my God, they're going to put property owners in jail for just asking the question, and they have already proposed a minimum of 6 months and maybe more. I mean, how about arresting some of the rapists and some of the child pornographers in the city? This is crazy what they're looking for.
No, it's totally ridiculous. And this is the consistent pattern that we have here. The same thing with business owners. They were threatening business owners. The attorney general for the state of California was threatening $10,000 fines for business owners for cooperating with ICE. If ICE comes with a warrant, a legitimate warrant, to come in and look at employment records for somebody, again, who is not, you know, the hardworking grandmother who's in this country with no other violations other than being in the country illegally, but these are people who have committed felonies above and beyond, crimes above and beyond being in the country illegally, and then are on the lam. So there's a search warrant for them, a court order to deport them, and if a business owner cooperates, the business owner is the villain.
Exactly, exactly. And what's going to happen, Doug, is the law of unintended consequences. Property owners are going to hear somebody who has an accent. They're going to be reluctant to rent to them, which is just very unfortunate. And, you know, because of the risk profile goes up so much, property owners can be asking for larger security deposits, you know, 2 months rent in advance. And, you know, the whole thing's just going to snowball, and it's going to be even harder for people to get apartments when they need them.
Well, you know, this issue was, to me, this jumped the shark many years ago when Bank of America, then Washington Mutual, which doesn't exist anymore, Wells Fargo, all the big banks, lobbied for the matricula consular card to be accepted ID to open bank accounts because they saw $20 billion, that's B with a billion, billion right. with a B, in remittances going out of the country via Western Union, the United States Postal Service, and they wanted that money in the banks. So they lobbied and they won to get the law changed so that they could start to open bank accounts and even write home mortgages for people who are in the country illegally, which is stunning. I mean, it really is. Because, again, if you go back to a credit check, you're doing a credit check on somebody whose identification, there's a great likelihood that the ID is stolen.
That's exactly right. And, you know, this just places a bigger burden on our members who are small mom-and-pop passive investors in these properties. And, you know, they don't have time to do these deep credit checks, and it just increases their risk profile tremendously. It's
now,
really unfortunate.
What about, you know, again, I laid out a scenario whereby you could understand why local politicians would be concerned. You know, if some, and this is part of the vulnerabilities that people have when they're in a country illegally. They can be exploited and they can be extorted. So somebody is in the country illegally, the landlord knows it, and they want that person out of the apartment because they can get more from somebody else, so they threaten to turn them over to ICE if they don't vacate the premises.
Well, you know, that is unfortunate. That is very unfortunate. And in my many years of being in the apartment business, I have fortunately not come across a lot of landlords that act like that. Most landlords want to do everything in their power to keep their tenants in their building. It's a pain in the butt to re-rent a unit. You lose rent for several weeks or several months often, and then you have to rehab the unit. It's very costly. So more often than not, the smart business decision is to keep your current tenants in place and make sure they're happy there.
Now,
we don't want turnover. We are not in the eviction business.
What kind, we're talking with Dan Uchelson, who's the executive director of the Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles. Their website is aagla.org. That's aagla.org. I take it that you have registered a protest with the city council on this.
Oh, we absolutely are, Doug. Definitely.
And have you gotten any response?
No. We haven't even gotten responses on the trash situation where they're gouging us 200 to 600% more than we've paid in the past.
Yeah, the old trash monopoly. Everybody else is trying to bust up monopolies. The city of L.A. created one.
Exactly.
Hey, Dan, thanks for being with us. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Doug. Have a great day.
You too. 745, dependable KABC traffic.